Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
You know, I'm itchy.
I know you are.
But not poison ivy itchy.
Right. It's like allergy season funness.
I'm on the struggle bus. It's fine. We've got friends in the studio with us today, and they're like looking at me like, you all right?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've just wanted to cry three times today. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Okay. Yeah.
And my head is full of snot.
Yes.
It's Easter weekend. He is risen.
Yes. Yeah.
Jesus
right.
is Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
God, I need you to be the center of it all right now. I need you to kill whatever is being resurrected and making me itch.
Yeah, that's right. And
yeah. I have gone through, I'm not joking, I've gone through like half a box of Kleenex. Mm-hmm. Are we
wow.
serious? Like, Jesus, you see, should I use it inside my nose? Like, it's raw.
Yep.
That hurt.
Yep.
That's enough about me. See?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
How are we doing?
Doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is Easter weekend.
It is Easter weekend.
I keep
so before
that.
We get too far in,
yes.
I will say we have Levi and Shanae O'Brien in the house, in the studio. Welcome,
yeah.
y'all.
That's my clapping machine.
Thanks for having us.
Is that first time?
Levi, we were talking earlier. Levi has been here in the
yeah.
studio, and Shanae has not been recorded. In the studio, so this is the first time for her.
I'm really pumped.
Yeah,
I'm pumped to hear from her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Shanae's one of my favorite people?
I've heard this rumor.
Did you know this rumor?
I tell this rumor
to him a lot. You are one of my favorite people.
That's nice to hear.
You're just legit. Because
mm-hmm.
like we were just talking about your sister-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like because she comes in here and she does In the Real with me and Marsha.
Yep.
And so
Heather,
O'Brien.
Yeah,
yep.
Heather O'Brien. So it's like. It's, well, you're right. No,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Because I forget. Like, not everybody listens to all of the things.
Right.
Why not? Hello? Why are we
well,
not listening to
Well, I have a lot
all?
Of sister-in-laws, so.
It is true. You are
you
right.
Be specific.
You do. I'm sorry. You're right. So, but we were just discussing. So, Levi is Heather's little brother. And we were discussing mm-hmm. how Heather's very, very real. Just like this, just who she is. But see, I would say the same thing about you.
Mm-hmm.
That you're just very, very real. So, apparently.
Yep.
He is fond of people that tell it like it is.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, not that yeah. you had any choice with your sister, but like you picked somebody that just like, let's have a conversation. Let's get real about this.
Yep.
And it's important.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been married? Tell us some of the back history, the babies, things like that.
What has it been? Almost 9 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It'll be
no
years.
Way.
Almost 9 years.
Congrats.
Yeah.
That went fast.
I don't feel like I'm old enough.
You don't look old enough.
I don't feel old enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, married almost 9 years, 3 kids.
What are their ages?
6, 3, and almost 11 months.
Right.
What?
I don't know how that happened.
That went fast.
Yeah, he's going to be one soon.
He's so expressive. All 3 of your kids
he
are expressive.
Is.
And I am not yes. a baby person. But like that one day I looked at you, I said, can I just hold you? And
yeah.
I was like, what is wrong with you right now? Why am I holding this child? And he's just like.
He has that effect on people.
He's yeah. sweet.
He's very cute. He's sweet.
Yeah.
Y'all make cute babies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You genuinely do. Like each one of them have such neat little personalities.
Yeah.
They hold their own.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, our household is very exciting every day. It's very fun. And I mean that actually in a positive way. They definitely, I'm a very expressive person.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen in Aspen a very expressive girl.
Very.
Yeah.
Oh,
but that
she
is.
She will change the world someday.
Yeah. For real. After we convince her to change her clothes, she'll change
yes,
the world.
That's right.
Because sometimes she just, that's the biggest fight of the day is just getting clothes on.
Yeah.
So, but no, we've talked about how like there's a lot of similarities to when you were growing up and stuff too with her. And so it's just exciting. Yeah. We do have very expressive kids and we really like that. We really like when you give them a gift, they show you. How much
Aww.
They love it.
Aww.
Like, you know, we take them for an experience and they're just into it. And like,
I love
it's all
that.
You could ask for as a parent, really.
I love
yeah.
that. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. So what else? How did you guys meet?
We met at church.
Okay.
When he was actually dating somebody else.
Wait, what?
Okay. Well, that's when we first met. Like, hi, my name's Levi. We're interested in each
no.
other.
You were dating somebody else?
I was dating somebody taller than me.
I'm trying, man, we'll have to talk about it later because all of a sudden I'm like, I went blank. Like, it's been Shanae, and that's all the Shanae. That's it. No, man. No.
Tall with curly hair. You don't remember at all.
No.
And that's fine.
No.
Good.
I don't remember.
I don't want to say names, to be honest. Don't but say anyways,
names. No, it's fine.
We'll talk about it
anyways,
after.
Yeah.
So we, I was at that time, and like, I didn't even hardly see that she existed as a person, to be frank. But like, at that time, she was still just like, just now coming into this thing, trying to figure it out. Like, do I want to do this or not kind of person. So like, I just didn't even see her really.
Yeah.
And then, later on, I was working in INT at the main church with our infants and toddlers ministry. And I remember going to the person who was leading it and like, I just knew I need to make some sort of change. I got to make a change here. Something's got to change. I got to do something else, maybe another ministry or something. And she's like, well, our West campus, we had a West campus at that time, needs somebody to lead the infants and toddler ministry over there. Would you do it? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Aww.
So I went there and that's when I met her.
Oh, whoa.
At that time, I was no longer dating. So let's just get that clear.
Okay. I was going to have a follow-up question, but there you go.
No, it had been, I think, more than several months after. And then met her and started noticing, like, this girl is doing things she doesn't necessarily want to do. I would see her at pre-service prayer all the time, which she was greeting, and I knew that wasn't necessary.
That is not my personality,
right?
To be talking to everybody that comes in the door.
And so I noticed those things, and, like, she just had a heart after God and was pursuing him. I think at that point, you'd been here a year.
Close,
it had gotten to the point where this is what I want and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
She had been transformed. Then I noticed her. You know, and so then I just started talking to her about the weather and things like that, like anything I could think of. I didn't know.
It's February, okay?
You know?
It's February in Missouri.
Yes.
And he says, "So it's cold outside." I go, "Yeah, it's February." Like, what are you supposed to say to that?
That's what I appreciate about Levi, his smoothness.
I mean, that
his
is
smoothness.
Smooth.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
I mean, and so then I would just like, every time there was a service, I would just like try to get some conversation with her going.
Yeah.
And
although then, he did have to go to my brother and say, yeah, so your sister, and my brother said, Shanae? Yeah, Shanae. Because he didn't know how to say my name.
I read it on Facebook. I didn't know how to say it. Like, it's
your name, just like Dina's name, is unique.
Yeah,
it's very unique.
And it's like, yeah, I can really butcher this. I don't want to out loud.
Right. Yeah. I got called Shane a lot growing up, so
I was
Dean. It makes sense.
I've heard you called Shanna or
yes.
Shannon.
Yep. Shanna.
Yep.
Shannon's my sister's name though, so not me. But I have been called that many times.
I love that. Yeah. And then so how long was it before you finally you broke her down?
Well, it wasn't even him. Because I'm talking to, you know, my brother Derek and my sister-in-law Sabrina, and I'm like, how do I nicely tell someone I'm not interested? Like, I was like, he was homeschooled. He's loved Jesus forever. Like, I was a pretty messy person.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's thinking, like, she talks to me. He got my phone number, so, like, I would text him back because he would ask questions that I couldn't just, like, ignore because I didn't want to be a jerk.
Smooth, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm like, how do I get rid of this person?
Right, right.
But then church happened. He was on stage praying, and I find myself staring at him, and I catch myself and go, what the heck are you doing? Like, people can see that you're just staring at this guy. And then God says, hey. I'm like, no. And God says, yeah, look at him. I'm like, no. And then the Lord said to me, you're really going to let your past get in the way of your future.
Ma'am.
And very immediately I said, yes, absolutely.
You're honest.
Yep. And God's like, come on.
Aww.
So I'm like, okay, fine. We can try it out. Okay.
Yeah.
I will let the walls come down. I will have a conversation with him and just see what happens. And it was like an immediate change.
Oh my gosh. I come down from the stage and start talking to her and it was like a whole new world. I'm like, wow, where is this conversation? Like, it you know, I didn't even realize I was being walled up. To be honest, God just blinded me to it. Must be. I'm like, things are going well. You know, we're having these good conversations. But then that night, it just another level.
Aww.
And from there, it just kind of went.
That's
well,
awesome.
Because you had always said you wanted someone who was interested in you for how you loved God and not really for like who you were, but for what they could see in you.
Yeah, I wanted somebody that I married. I wanted them to be attracted to me because of my relationship with God.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's so awesome. On the stage, yeah, praying in front of the church is when she was like, I'm staring at this guy. I'm
wow.
I'm, yeah. And I always prayed for that. I always wanted, because it was such an important part of who I was, I needed them to be someone who would value a relationship with God.
Aww.
That it would be attractive to them. And that's what pulled her in.
I love that.
That's what it was.
I love that. No, so, I do.
Yeah,
and that's a bold, cool. That's a bold prayer.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, babe, you're hot, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to go, okay, but you love Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Because
yeah,
we say that to our daughter all the time. It's like, listen, this, all of this, like, it changes. It shifts.
Yeah.
It's always doing something different.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But this, that, like, all of that, like, that's what you want. You want somebody that's pursuing God, that loves God, because
right,
they're
yeah,
going to see you with the eyes of the Lord as opposed to the physical,
yeah,
the shallow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Look at you, girl.
Well,
deep.
Should that start leading us into why we really came here to talk today?
I think
it,
that would be
it
a great.
Can, yeah.
Yeah. You jump yeah, in anytime you want to.
Yeah.
Why are y'all here?
Yeah.
Why are we here?
Because y'all had a conversation with us a couple few months ago.
Yes.
Has it been that long?
It's, I think
yeah,
so.
It has
yeah,
been that
yeah,
while.
It
yeah,
been that
yeah,
long.
It's been a while.
So this is kind of the follow-up to that conversation.
Sure.
So one and or both of you,
yep,
the floor is yours.
Yeah, so you want me to kind of tell? So it was December 6th, 2023. It was a Wednesday night. We were working at the church that night, and I knew the whole day, I have something I've got to tell Shanae. And kind of the week leading up to that, I had reached out to a buddy who came to our church there for a while that I knew had gone through this. And I told him, hey, man, I have an addiction to pornography and I need help. And he's talking to me about it. And I'm like, what can I do? You know, I'm honestly just at this point like, okay, I have an issue I need to overcome. Because for a while there, I kind of just didn't see it as the issue that it was, because it was so infrequent in ways. And I was able to deceive. I was deceived. Deception isn't deception if it's not 100%.
Right.
I was totally deceived by this thing.
No, that's good.
And I didn't recognize it until God started leading me through a humility thing, blah, 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 blah. But it led me to this point to call this guy. He tells me, you need to tell your wife. I told him, I will not do that. I was like, there's literally anything else in the world for me to do, I would do that.
And real quick, I will say that because we have interviewed them, it was Dustin Weedman.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I can get the reference later for anybody that wants to follow up on that. But we have interviewed them.
Yep.
And we did talk to them in here. So yeah.
Great, great couple, amazing couple, and I'm so glad, grateful for them because of all this. So he told me that's what I needed to do, and I was like, I will do literally anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because I knew how it would devastate her, and also in a selfish way, I knew how it would devastate me, and I knew what insecurities it would attack in her, too. I didn't want to do that either.
Yeah.
And so for the next 3 days, I am in hell. It is like God is just pressing on me so hard, I can't think about anything else. It this is God at this point, like, hey, you've opened this door, now we're going through it,
yeah,
whether you want to or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I am in misery for like 3 days. So finally, I have a group of friends that we communicate with and things like that. They reached out. We're like, hey, we need to start getting more honest with each other. It just happened to be.
Hmm.
Hey, we need a separate time where we're all talking to each other, being more honest. I think we're good friends, but we really need to get into real life things. So I was like, well, I'm going to tell them.
Yeah.
So I told them about what was going on, and also that I need to tell Shanae, because I knew if I didn't tell them, I didn't know if I was going to do it. But this was going to hold me accountable. So that held me accountable. So then fast forward, December 6, 2023, I will never forget that date. And I'm coming home like, oh my God, I got to tell this girl. what's going on? The kids go to bed. It was afterwards, you were like sitting in the chair in the living room. I come out, sit down. I'm like, I'm about to have a really serious conversation with her. She looks like world is wonderful. Kids finally went to bed. It's time to relax kind of thing. Let's kick it back. Yeah. You know, that's the mode she's going into. And so I begin to tell her, and that was really hard. I was shaking on the inside, vibrating. I don't think I truly knew what was going to happen next.
Yeah.
But after going through it, I definitely would have done it again. And we'll get into some of that too. Yeah. But because I guess I'll say this real quick. You don't realize how pornography emotionally locks you up.
Mm.
Yeah. Emotionally.
Yeah.
And in a very, like, I was living, but I wasn't really experiencing life. I could feel some.
Yeah.
But I could not. After I told her and got actually 100% honest, I could feel. And wow. I had these floods of emotions that I hadn't felt in years.
Yeah.
And just life flooding to me where I'm in this. At that time, it was a very difficult situation. I'll let you tell your side of things. But I was feeling life again, that I was in a really good place, despite how terrible that current couple days especially were.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, I would definitely do this again because I can, I can feel.
Yeah.
I'd get angry. And I'm like, I don't remember the last time I was angry.
Yeah.
Like I would get just like these emotions of things, a sadness and stuff. And like, I feel it's okay. I can work through this and like actually process through it. But it locks you up so much. And I don't think people talk about that enough, how you can quote unquote get away with it.
Yeah.
Or kind of push it to the side and still be living life, but you're not really living life.
It almost makes you numb.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In a space.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Extremely. And I didn't realize how much had been stolen from me on that and from our family.
Yeah.
So how did you respond, Shanae? Because let me caveat, you guys came to us whenever, I guess, kind of after everything settled a bit.
Yeah.
And we even said, why did you guys come to us? And you were like, because this is, you guys are willing to have the conversations.
Yeah, because nobody's talking about it.
Nobody's talking about it. Yeah, yeah. It's like we have all these amazing marriages because you guys do. You have an amazing marriage, very sweet family, amazing family. But it's those secret sins, per se, or those things that get in there and they just lock into you. And then it takes you on a ride that you didn't need to be going on.
Yeah.
So how did you respond when he told you?
It was surprisingly calm at first. Because
like eerily
the
calm?
Rug is being pulled out from underneath.
Yeah.
You know, because he did. He sat down in one of our kids' chairs across from me. And I'm thinking like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
You
That's
know,
not
he
your
was
chair.
Very quiet on the way home from church, which was not normal.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he must just be really thinking about something. And I think I had asked him, like, are you okay?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm just thinking.
Hmm.
Like, okay. That was an interaction we'd have a lot because he'd be kind of out in space a little bit sometimes. And I'm like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. And so he sits down across from me and then tells me. And I am stunned, to say the least. Like, it was very eerily calm.
Yeah.
And then immediately I'm like, for how long? How often are you doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you've been doing this? Where have you been doing this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so all these questions start happening. And then, of course, one of our kids comes out of their room. So I just get up, go to my room, shut the door, because I'm not about to let my kids see me. Because I know on the outside, I'm like calm, but I can tell that there's a rage inside of me that's about to explode.
Yeah.
So I excuse myself and he deals with their kid, gets him back to bed. And it's not like good, but I came out of the room and went to him and started punching him because I was so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just sat there and took it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're going to tell me everything, and you're going to tell me everything right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he starts telling me, I'm like, well, how long has this been going on? And at that time he said, like, well, like 3 or 4 years. And so immediately I'm like, okay, well, our son is...
We're 7 years into marriage at this point.
Right. And so I'm like thinking like, okay, well, our son is this old. So, oh, so you started doing this after I had a baby. Yeah. And my body's not the same.
Dang.
And
yeah.
I'm, so yep. then, of course, so you're, you know, in a spiral. As a yeah. woman, yeah. my brain is just like, yeah, you're not good enough. Your body sucks after you had a kid. And now you have had 2 kids and there's another one on the way. So he's really not attracted to you.
Aww. Yeah. And that wasn't the truth, actually.
Yeah.
That wasn't the truth and wasn't the whole truth. And I hadn't said everything yet. And it's so funny how when you lie and hide something for so long,
yeah.
you can't get it out. It's like, I yeah. couldn't. And so I you know, she's at that moment currently hitting me, asking me how I was like, 4 years, you know, like I, yeah. it was,
you panicked.
I panicked yeah. and like, I'm trying to, I was like, I, for some reason in my mind that felt sin. Like it was, yeah, I was still trying to hide.
Yeah. yeah.
I still yeah. was 100%. And it took time to get to 100%. And it took pushing from her. Like
it took me physically, like, give me your phone. And so I start reading through. This was like the next day.
Yeah.
I start reading through the text messages that he sent to his group of friends. And I find out that, no, it's been our entire marriage, really.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, okay, so not only did you lie to me for this long, but then when you told me the truth, you still lied.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I made it much, yeah. much it worse. Yeah. Wisdom, if you do this with your spouse. Prepare yourself. I should have wrote it out. I considered doing that, and I should have.
Yeah.
Everything. That's, 100%.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
And finally, we ended up, I don't know if we should tell the whole story, because I think some of the after stuff is really, really, really good from you, especially on this. But we ended up getting, over the course of a couple of days, yeah, it was the next day, finally 100%. Everything on the table.
Yeah. yeah.
Where, how often, from the age I was 12, actually, all the wow. way up. Had a year in the school ministry where I didn't. Got back to it. Told somebody about it to try to help. They were kind of just like, ew, gross. Please tell me you're done.
Had a
pretty bad reaction.
So shame. You have shame on top of all of that.
Yeah, so then it. That just added on to fear of... Dang it. There were other people in my life who had known, even when I was younger, never talked to me about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of like... almost brushed it aside, like, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And so I think that added to the fear of telling my wife, especially.
Yeah.
Because of just that, the reactions. And then I knew it was going to really hurt that identity of hers, but it was still the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And it was the only thing that has set me free.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tried everything yeah. I could think.
Yeah,
it was the only way to do it. So if you're in a marriage and you struggle with this, get some accountability with some other guys around you. Hopefully someone else who's been through it, maybe, if you can find one, right? Because
yep.
there, you're going to want your spouse to talk to their spouse. And then tell your wife.
Yeah.
And tell her 100% all of it, everything you can think of.
Yeah, I mean, I was asked, I'm like, well, what sites are you going to? I think I spent like 30 minutes blocking websites on his phone, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're going to tell me everything.
Yeah.
And if I find out that you lied about something again, we're really going to have a problem.
Yeah.
Right.
But.
Yeah, be as real as you were in the car when we were over on the way over here. Tell him what was...
Say it
like,
all,
what
girl.
Was happening yeah. during those couple of days
we
for
have
you
no problem
after
putting...
I told you,
yeah.
I go to work the next
yeah,
day.
We can mark a little box that says this is explicit. So if you so all choose.
Right. Yeah, because I more than one time, and your sister included, cuss in here. It's real. You got to be real.
It is.
And God is not, he's not scared of that. He's not scared of us being real.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so he tells me, and I'm like, okay, we're those people, like, I'll just tell everybody, we sleep naked.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And, it's late at night, I'm exhausted, but then I'm like, well, my whole world just blew up in my face, so yeah. what am I going to do, go to sleep now?
Right.
right.
But I remember being like, I am sleeping in clothes tonight. You will not see me naked.
Wow.
You will not touch me. You will not kiss me. Stay away from me.
Right. Right.
And I don't, I think I maybe got an hour of sleep that night because my mind is just everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't want to be in the bed with him. So I went to the couch and then he ends up coming out and he's trying to talk to me. And I'm like, I just don't understand. I'm just crying.
Yeah.
Bawling. And I'm thinking about my kids. Like, I am pregnant at the time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's just
drop a
all
bomb
of
plus
this.
You being hormonal.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm like sitting there thinking, like, are you freaking kidding me?
Right.
Like, we have a third kid on the way.
Yeah.
And I'm dealing with this now. Right. And he ends up, like, he calls into work the next day because I was like, I'm not going to be capable of taking care of my children.
Yeah.
But also, like, what am I going to do? Call my mother-in-law and be like, hey, can you come watch my kids today? Because my life's falling apart.
This is what
but
your
I can't
son
tell
just
you
told
why.
Like, wow.
Right.
You know? And so the next morning,
yeah,
I have, you know, I have my two sister-in-laws and then a really great friend, basically, I consider her family. And so I text all three of them and I was like, well, this is what Levi told me last night and I don't know what to do.
Mm. Yeah.
And immediately, my friend, she calls me and she was like, hey, first of all, I want you to know this is not your fault.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, can't comprehend that because I'm thinking like it has to be my fault.
Yeah.
You know, like, why else would he go and look at other women? Like, it has to be my fault. And she's like, it is not your fault.
Yeah.
And so she's talking me through this. And all three of them are like, you need to talk to Tori.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Okay. So I get off the phone with my friend. I text Tori. I'm like, can we talk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, call me. So I call her and right away, she's like, this is not your fault. She's like, and if I'm being honest, it actually has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Again, I'm like, it has to do something with me. Right? Like, I just can't, I can't comprehend that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like, listen, you got to let yourself feel everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk this through and we're going to figure out some next steps and like what you need to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was on the phone with her for a while and just telling her, like, this is what's been happening. You know, I asked him all the questions and she was like, and that's the thing. If you want answers to the questions, ask them. But sometimes there's questions that you're like, I don't need to ask that and I don't want the answer.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Just figure out, like, what do you need to know? What do you not need to know? Mm. And so then she's like, do you know like how old he was when he was first exposed to this? Mm. I'm like, well, yeah, 12. Like we had this conversation before, even when we were dating, we talked about porn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing. I'm like,
I lied.
We talked about this.
Through it.
Yeah.
So that was another thing where she's like, so he's been lying, specifically lying for a while.
Yeah.
And that was true.
Yeah. I'm like, we specifically, when we started dating, I was like, listen, I'm going to be completely honest about my past, the things I've done. Like, I slept around in college.
Yeah.
And if you can't handle that, then you're not the person for me.
Right.
I was exposed to porn when I was in third grade. Mm. So, like, I had the perspective of what's it like to have a porn addiction.
Right. Yeah.
And I was very honest about everything with him. And then I look back and go, how could you have lied to me then when I was so honest with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was something we had talked about. And she's like, Tori's like, okay, so what you might need to do is look at him like he is still that 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Getting exposed to something and you know what it's like to be exposed to that.
Right.
Yeah.
And that really helped shift my mindset because I was really struggling when he told me with like, if we didn't have kids, you would not be in my house. And that was a very scary thought for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is a person that I love.
Yeah.
Like, I said I do to you. And we have three kids. And like, what the heck?
Right.
Yeah. And I think you don't just say things. She very well meant that when she told me, and I knew she meant it.
Yeah.
And I remember being at, because Thursday I was off, Friday I went to work, and I remember being at work like, I don't know. I don't know if I have a marriage. Like, I actually don't know. Not like, oh, it might be this extreme. It was.
Yeah.
And even in that, I would do it again because of the freedom that came to me.
Right.
So it's funny. I'm experiencing extreme freedom, and she's experiencing now having to deal with all the crap.
Yeah.
In a way. Right. Yeah. So that.
Yeah, but I'm like looking at my kids going, if I kick their dad out of this house, I'm going to have to explain to my very young children why their dad's not here.
Very inquisitive.
Yes. Yes. Extremely. Like,
you got some
our
smart
oldest
kiddos.
Son, he would not have let it go at the time.
Yeah.
And I just kept being like, I don't know what I'd say to them.
Yeah.
So I can't kick him out.
Yeah. He knew something was going on. And he asked me, and I told him, I said, Dad lied to your mom and hurt your mom.
Yeah.
And we're working through that. You know, I've told her sorry and she's forgiven me, but we're working through it. And I remember he's just like, why would you lie to mom?
Yes.
I'm like, I know, I shouldn't have done that. And so then even later on, a couple weeks later, he was like, Dad, are you going to lie to mom again? Nobody. But being that honest with him, in the way that I think he could understand. I wasn't trying to hide anything per se. In the way that he could understand, because at the time he was four or five.
Just newly five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so was good. Was really good and valuable.
Absolutely.
And I still think we'll prove valuable later on with life and stuff, like that we can be honest with each other in front of them and they see us work through things.
Absolutely.
I think that's going to be valuable for them in the future with a relationship. But
yeah.
I think that that's a really good point. Let me interject just for a second. I think that's a really good point because I know a lot of times we encounter different ones that are like, I don't want to have a conversation with my children about what's going on in my marriage, right? Like, you have the extremes almost. You have the people that are arguing in front of their children, and then you have the other ones that are arguing behind closed doors, but then it's like not, like the kids don't know anything. Right. I was raised in that house to where it's like, all of a sudden, they're divorced, and you're going, you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And so for the fact that I want to commend you guys for being honest the best way that you could as with as much information as they can absorb, because I believe in those kind of moments. We were actually just talking about this last night. Like, Gabri, when we got married, Gabri was 7. And our first 3 years were really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's just, you're not melding just two people together. You have three. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, we would have the arguments. We would have the conversations, the hard things. But what it teaches your children over the time being is, number one, they can come to mom and dad. They can have a conversation with you. They can have those hard conversations. Yeah. Listen, we struggled. Listen, this is what we dealt with. Because one day, this will be a conversation. I have no doubt in my mind that you guys will be honest with your children.
Yep.
And when they hear that you are honest and mom and dad are not perfect, but they have a God that comes in and helps guide you and rescue you through it, that's where they get to start learning and leaning into that space. You know what I mean? So I would say, even for the listeners that are in this space with y'all or where you guys were, to give as much, just be honest, give as much information as they can, you know, again, when they're five, that's completely different. 7, completely different. But
but again, you know, for the most part, parents know their kids and have a really good idea of what level of explanation they can get.
Absolutely.
You know, and so it is. It's, you look at your 5-year-old, you know, probably Aspen was too young.
Yeah, she like wasn't even 2 yet.
Yeah,
she was about to be 2.
Yeah, you know,
but I don't think she knew anything that was going on.
You know,
but it is. It's like, even if there was, you know, a question like, oh, hey, I know something's wrong, you know, not really, but you know, you do. You look at that child and you say, you know, hey, here's what's going on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a 10-year-old, you know, if Sebastian were to look at us and be like, I know something's wrong. What's wrong?
Yeah.
You know.
And then have the conversation as best as possible. Because you guys are breaking things, right? Like, you're breaking things. There's, like, I'm hearing both of you dealing with porn somewhere along the way. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that means the enemy is gunning, right? Mm-hmm. He plays dirty. We know it. I think we forget sometimes that porn isn't just a guy thing. It's a girl thing, too. Right. That's absolutely, we can get caught up with it. You've got the books that are the romance novels. Right. It's porn. You know, it's, I'm just going to call it like it is. I mean, it's just, good. You know what I'm saying? Like the soap operas, it's soft porn. I'm doing quotation marks, but it's a doorway. Right. It's a doorway for the enemy to go, oh, we're just going to hook you a little bit more and a little bit more. And then it objectifies us as women, men. This is how it's supposed to look. This is how it's supposed to appear, right? This is how we're supposed to be responding. This is how you're, it just, it muddies it and it gets it raw and just gross, right? But what it does is when we're honest with our children, when we're honest with our friends, because I know that you guys have been honest with friends and family. And the first thing you said, Levi, when you guys came into the house is, this is unlocked spaces and you have created a safe place for other people to be real about things too, whether it's pornography or whether it's something else that they just can't get rid of, right? And your children are going to benefit from that, because if and when the enemy comes at them, whether it's through this avenue or something else, they now know mom and dad did this, and mom and dad know the answers, and they're going to help me get through it.
Right.
Yeah, and I think for us, there's several things I could say, actually. But I definitely wanted more from you on things you went through. But like me being 100% honest wasn't just for that moment.
Right.
It was afterwards too. And just, she began to see a new person
that
she was married to.
Yeah.
So yes, I told her and devastated her, blew up her world really. But because it is an affair. I don't care what people say or think or how they want to make light.
It's a good perspective.
It is an affair
against
my wife. It was, you know, cheating, whatever you want to say. It's nothing lighter than that.
Right.
It is that.
Right.
And so I was 100% in then everything. She'd asked me how I was, and I was like, well, I'm feeling this right now, and, you know, this thing over there. And she never, ever got those types of answers from me before.
Wow. Yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't process fully my emotions. Our deepest conversations were still mostly surface level. And so suddenly she's like running into this new person that she's married to, and like, who, like, valuing it so much, while at the same time I think feeling some like real deep hurt and anger.
And well, just also, like, you know, before I'm like, okay, we'd have like a financial issue and I'm like, are we gonna be okay? And he's like, yeah, we're gonna be fine. To now I'm asking him, like, are we going to be okay? Like, are we going to make it to payday? And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? You don't have an answer for me? Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I want that answer back there.
She would ask.
I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? You're supposed to know everything.
I felt like I was supposed to always have the answer. I couldn't show wrong. I couldn't show that. I had an image to uphold with her and everyone else.
Yeah.
I felt like I had an image of who I needed to be. And I tricked myself into thinking I'm trying to live up to what God is calling me to, when in reality, you're portraying a mirage of someone you're not actually.
Wow, that's good, Levi.
And, you know, it was deception. It was deception. I was 100% deceived.
Yeah.
So then I started getting real, and it's so random. I don't know if I should bring it up, but it's so random. I never cussed before. Ever. I would make her feel almost ashamed of herself if she said a cuss word. Like, we don't talk about that. We don't talk like
or
that.
Or like,
babe.
If I listened to a certain song in the car that like had a cuss word, he's like, change it. I'm like, okay.
You know, right. Obviously you don't want certain things around your kids or whatever, but like it would just,
it'd be just me and him.
Right.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
I cuss now. Because it's just real life. Like,
yes.
I'm living real life. I have real emotions. And like, it was just like, that image thing, that religiosity thing of like, it just went away completely. Yeah. I remember like 2 weeks after this happened, my relationship with God was like, I just didn't even have, I don't know where it is. I'm not reading my Bible currently. I'm not praying. Yeah. I'm just talking and living and experiencing everything. I can't even keep track of everything right now. I'm feeling so much.
Right.
And mm-hmm. just this flood of stuff. And so I remember Christy asked me, like, so how's your relationship with God going? And I was like, I have no idea. You know, and that was so real. I was just so raw and real. Like, I haven't gotten there yet. Like, you know what I mean? And that was definitely never going to be a Levi answer before this. There is definitely a before and after for my life and our marriage, I would say, too.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing other couples, as we're going through this, telling people what's happening with us and stuff like that and where we're at and, like, they start having their own conversations. Well, lo and behold, right?
Yep.
And so honesty starts coming to the forefront in these other relationships, not necessarily the same thing, but similar things or just like, hey, you got to deal with this and nobody's being honest kind of stuff that these other couples were dealing with. And so it started like they're having these great experiences coming to me like, hey, man, thank you. And I'm like, thank me for what? You know, like, I am literally the lowest person in the room right now. Do you know what I did to my wife?
Yeah.
Like, and I have agreed with the honesty of who I actually am for once in my life. And it's ugly.
Yeah.
And I feel amazing. But so humbled, too. Just like, right. And that's such a good place to be. That's such a good place to be, of just humility and just who are you actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's something, like, my brother Derek would be like, Levi, just tell me how you really feel.
Right.
Like, just tell me.
Yeah.
Like, this is before.
Yeah, before. You know, like, people would get so, like, frustrated because it's like, you give me the perfect answers, but tell me what you're actually thinking.
Yeah.
But he couldn't.
Yeah.
He was incapable. He was just in such a fog that he didn't even know.
That's crazy.
Didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know. So realize, so it's just a thing now. Like, you know, at first, for those first few months, especially, my friends would look at me and be like, I'm proud of you for using that cuss word.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's just, but it was actually freedom for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was real. I was being 100%. And so I think telling more from your perspective of how you kind of were starting to deal with things. Specifically when I came home Friday from work.
Well, okay, so to get to that point, when I had been on the phone with Tori, I remember saying, I just flat out go, I didn't sign up for this. She goes, well, you did.
Yeah, you did.
When you said I do.
Yep.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks, and I said, well, shit, I did.
Yep, yep.
You're right, I did sign up for this, but didn't expect it.
Yeah.
And she was like, listen, if you need a break, if you need to leave the house, if you need him to leave the house, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Like, you are allowed to feel what you're feeling, and you need to feel it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're not going to get through it. Mm. And, that's, you know, good. She had told me that when they had gone through it, people had told her, like, well, porn's no big deal. Like, sorry, what? Man. Like, if you're someone going through this and someone tells you that, run away.
It's as fast as you can.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's a very big deal.
Very.
Like he said, like, because of course I start going on, I'm Googling, like, what do you do when your husband tells you he's addicted to porn?
Wow.
And it's, first of all, the statistics are shocking.
Do you remember any of them?
I mean, it's like 70 to 80% of men are addicted to porn. And then when you look at it for pastors, the percentage of pastors who struggle with porn addiction.
Wow.
Yeah.
People in church,
It's what I think I looked up the stats once too. It's like over 90% or over 95% of young men have been at least been exposed.
Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
It's really bad. And it's like, it's in the world, but then like statistics in the church.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's not being talked about, which is even more shocking.
Yeah. Which almost makes it worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This thing remains in the dark.
Yes. Yeah, and it's like, I mean, Mom and Dad, I love you, and I'm not talking bad about you. I'm just, it is what it is.
Come on. No, it's true.
But
it's real.
You know, like, I grew up with being told, well, just don't do this.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, but why? Well, because the Bible says it's a sin, so don't do it.
Right.
But then, you know, I'm exposed in third grade, and yeah. It wasn't even anybody's fault. It was like, you know, we had TV, and we had like 1,000 channels back then, and we were watching a movie on HBO and fell asleep in the living room, and of course, the middle of the night back then on HBO is
yep.
like,
oh, yeah.
Yep.
You know, and I happened to wake up.
Wow.
And I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's not really anybody's fault. It just happened. And then I'm like, well, okay, well, why is this bad?
Right.
So being 8 or 9 years old, there's just a curiosity. And then you get older and then you're at school and your friends are talking about stuff. And you're like, wait, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know? And so then it bled over into as I'm going into college, then I'm like, okay, well, everybody always tells you don't do this, but they never tell you why. So can it really be that bad?
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
And you don't think about the long-term consequences because nobody's told you.
Right.
It was basically like, yeah, just don't do it because it's a sin. And if you get pregnant and you're not married, that's going to be really hard. Okay.
Right.
But that's still not really telling me why I shouldn't.
Right.
So then I'm like, well, let me just find out for myself.
It doesn't tell you about the repercussions as far as the soul ties. It right. doesn't tell you about how it twists you up. I mean, like you said, Levi, you're numb. Mm-hmm. Like you're happy ish, but like not joyful. Mm-hmm. Like it's all of those mm-hmm. almost there, but not quite there.
Yep.
And then your perspective on what you think things need to look like and how people need to act. And then it just takes you and takes you and takes you.
Yep. Yeah. We will constantly talk about before and after for our marriage. So like, for instance, when we would go on dates and back then for me before, it was like, this is a big moment and it needs to go well because it was the only time we really deeply connected.
Mm.
And so this needs to go well. I would be nervous going into it and stuff like going on a date with her, you know? Aww. And we're married.
Yeah.
You know, going on a date when you're married is a good thing to do, right?
Right.
And now, afterwards, we constantly connect
That's
deeply,
good.
Meaningfully throughout regular days. So when we go on a date, it's so light and joyful and carefree. We're laughing, connecting, Aww. Obviously having deep conversations when and if they come up on our dates. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, right?
Right.
And like just enjoying it. Whereas before it was like, this is a big moment and it needs to go well because it's the only time that I ever get myself to a place to have anything deep and meaningful with her.
Aww.
You see what I mean?
Like,
that's who I was before.
I do.
And so I would be so nervous going into a date. Like, this is going to help us for the next 2 months here if I get this thing right. Whereas now, on a Wednesday night, your kids go to bed. I don't know why Wednesdays. We're all over Wednesdays.
Kids trying to redeem those Wednesday nights.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. The kids go to bed, things like that. We just have, well, you know, something's going on. We'll talk, and it's like an hour later, it's like, man, I am so glad we talked about XYZ with our budget or with school, with ACE of school, or this thing with one of the kids or whatever, or like other family members. Like, how do we work through this situation? Like, it's so deep and meaningful, and I'm so glad I have it. And she's amazing. Shanae is amazing and strong and full of wisdom, and I'm experiencing that more and more and more, whereas like before, I had the answer or tried to. Now I'm humbled, and we just connect and work as a team. Didn't have that before.
Or even before. Like, I am a funny person, okay?
I think you're hilarious. I'm telling you, you're one of my favorite people.
And, like, before, I'd say something funny or something witty, you know, and he would be like, oh, yeah, that's funny. I'm like, I am freaking funny. What is your deal? Now, after, he genuinely laughs.
Yeah, Aww. She's great.
I'm like, just something like that. You wouldn't think of that
no, you wouldn't
being anything that would be different. But I'm like, I'm glad you finally realize how funny I am.
I love that.
So much. So many things we could go on and on and on have changed for us and changed for me and us, you know, from this that, like, we'll constantly just be like, oh, my gosh, before XYZ after XYZ. I can't even think of every example right now, but that's one of the ones.
I'll ask the obvious because again, we are there is nothing off limits in this world. Mm-hmm. But as far as even your intimacy, because there are going to be people that are going to be like, hey, what are we doing? Like now that now that you know that this is what's been happening, you are three kittimos in, and you are like, we usually sleep naked, and now I'm like putting my clothes on. Like, you kind of stopped at that spot. So, like, take me back there and take me through the process as far as what happened there. Because you told me something specific that God told you to do.
So that first night I did, I'm like, put the one pair of pajamas on that I own, you know. So
when you go like, see the in-laws and stuff. Like,
this is weird, but like, you're not looking at me. So I'm going to do what I need to do. And again, like, got like one, maybe 2 hours of sleep, then go through the whole next day. And like, the kids are just kind of existing and like that. Like, Asa knows something's going on, but doesn't really know. And when they took a nap that day, we're like really hashing stuff out. And I'm like, he finally told me the complete truth.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I don't really know what's next.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah.
And we get through the rest of that day. He goes to work Friday, and I am just like, all right, God, what do I do?
Yeah.
Cause I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm still wrestling with, do I make him leave? Do I let him stay? I just know I don't want this to be my marriage.
Right.
And so finally I'm like, okay, I'm going to write a letter and just write out everything I'm feeling, everything I'm thinking. I just need to get it on paper and out of my head.
Yeah.
And that's I must good. Have spent an hour just writing down everything. I don't know. It was like 8 or 9 pages.
Wow.
Wow. Very long.
Yeah.
And then like my kids were sleeping and I remember I laid down and I fell asleep and it was like the best sleep I had gotten in a very long time.
Wow.
And he comes home from work and he picked up dinner on the way home because it's like, you know, nobody's cooking in this house. We don't know what's going on. We don't know if we're still going to be married or not. And I remember he walked through the door and I saw him and I just started bawling. And so he like comes over to me and I grab him and I said, I need you to get better because I can't do this.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was like, once I got everything out of my head, I was able to think clearly of, okay, do I want to fight for my marriage or am I just, I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, no, I said I do for better or for worse. And this is the worst, clearly.
Yeah.
But
it better be.
Yeah. 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 I'm like, but I did. I said I do.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking at my kids, you know, I've got the third one kicking around in my belly. And I'm like, I want better for my kids.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fight for this.
Yeah.
And we're going to get through it. And he's going to get better because that's the only option he has.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know,
that was a huge moment because I'm driving home. And at this point, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. I don't know where we're at. I don't know where this marriage is going. I don't know.
Yeah.
And when I came home and she was crying like that, looking at me, not anger, but with love, and pulled me in and said that, it just broke everything open for us. And from there we started healing.
Yeah.
And I would say rapidly.
Well, yeah,
shockingly.
Because we went to church. It was a Friday. We went to church and like all of our friends are walking in, like not really knowing what they're going to walk into.
Yeah.
Right. And they see us. We're like holding hands as we come in and they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it's before church. So I'm trying to like, you know, give them all the footnotes. Like this happened.
Yeah.
We'll have to tell you more later, but like, we're okay.
Right.
You know, and
is she going to sacrifice him on the altar?
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, our daughter's birthday is like 2 weeks from then. So my parents are going to be coming to town. We're going to be around everybody. I'm like, this is horrible timing for ruining my life. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it was, they were just like, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's purely the Lord, because if it were just us trying to navigate this, we would not be in this position.
Yeah.
Like the only explanation is the Lord, because he told me 2 days ago and I wanted to kill him. And now I'm like, I see this person that I want to help, and I want him to get better, and I want to have the best version of my husband for the rest of my life.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and I want my kids to have the best dad.
Yeah.
And, but it was, everybody was just like shocked. I'm like, I'm shocked too. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, and then that night.
Yeah. So that night we had a phone call with Dustin and Tori, and he is bawling.
Oh.
And I'm like, I used to make fun of him because I'm like, I've never seen you cry, even a single tear.
Once. Never. You know. One time. Ever.
Out
did
of
I
the
cry.
7 years that you guys had been married.
So we'd been married 7 years, had dated a year and a half ish before that.
Had two kids be born. I'm like, you've never shed a single tear.
You were locked up.
Yeah.
Bad.
Holy cow.
I didn't know. I didn't know how bad it was.
Yeah, wow. And he is like sobbing on the phone, and I'm like looking at him like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because it was so foreign. Yeah. I've never seen you cry, and now here you are bawling like a baby.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I'm uncomfortable because I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
But it was good. I'm like, okay. Because I remember looking at him, because people asked me after the fact, like, well, how do you know that he's changed? Mm-hmm. I said, because I can see it in his eyes when I look at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I can't really explain it other than that, but I can see it in him that he's not just telling me that he wants to get free, but he actually means it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was just an honesty and an openness. And then emotionally, I was coming alive. So yeah, she was experiencing. Then so then
after that phone call, I'm like wrestling with myself on the phone. And we get off the phone and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And he like looks at me and he's like, are you okay? And I was like, I want to have sex, but I don't know if that's allowed. And he's like, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, but is it? Like, I don't, should we be here already? I don't know.
But I remember you looked at me and you said, I want to have my husband back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and like having sex is that commitment and covenant, really. And it's really fun. And, you know, she said, I want, almost like I'm taking you back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From this thing that has
happened.
Dang,
come on.
Yeah.
And that was really big for us. That was really
big. Well,
yeah,
I mean, because even before, it's like, he would always try to initiate. And for whatever reason, it'd be like, I just don't.
You're not
like,
connecting.
Is my body broken? Because I just don't really feel like having sex.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, okay, it could be explained when I had a baby. So I'm going through the postpartum stuff. But then it was like, you know, my kids are, I've had them a while ago. So I should be fine now.
Right.
And I'm thinking like, there's something wrong with me.
Aww.
And he's thinking like, well, my wife just must really not like me that much because she never wants to have sex.
Oh, yeah. I hate the enemy.
Not knowing the whole time, it was me.
Yeah.
That thing, whether you want it to or not, affects your family.
Yeah. Come on, Levi.
It was affecting her, and she didn't even know. She was fighting an invisible enemy.
Yeah.
She didn't even know. So if you have something like that in your life, your family is fighting something they can't see.
Yeah.
And probably thinking there's something wrong with them.
Yeah. And it wasn't even that. Like, I would try to get somewhere new in my relationship with God. And it was like, I would feel like I was getting there and then hit a wall. And I'm like, something's wrong with me because I cannot get past this wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, to find out, like, well, no, it wasn't really you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to that point, immediately, it's just you feel a sense of loss. Of the 7 years, what our marriage could have been. And the enemy will try to use that for shame. And again, that sense of loss of time and things in your life that could have been if I had been this person this whole time.
Right.
But it's a deception, because what ended up happening was those seeds that had been planted were dormant, and God accelerated
them to the
point. I think Moses in Psalm 90 talks about something along the lines of like the years of like restoring the years of waste.
Yep.
I can't even remember exact phrasing.
Yep.
But it was like that for us. Suddenly our lives just accelerated in so many ways that for one of them being, we now help with Revive Kids. That came like 6 months later. We've always wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
It was like that thing was locked up and could not be open until this happened.
Yeah.
And when it did, it came. And like we just had other things and friendships and connections with people that were like, man, we've wanted this for so long and suddenly we're having it.
Yeah.
And so I will say when that lie of the deception of the time and it tries to put that shame and heaviness on you, God will accelerate those years Amen. Back to you.
Amen.
And I didn't obviously know that at the time, but now we do.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I will forever be blown away by with Shanae is that she came to me. She came to me and looked at me. I can't remember if it was Saturday or that Friday. It must have been Saturday. So now that Friday, you know, we had sex that night, different things that we've had these conversations. She came on Saturday and looked at me and connected with me in a way of... She's going through all this crisis from what I did. And she looked at me and she was like, I feel sorry for you. That you were dealing with this from the age you were 12 and like emotionally being locked up. What has been stolen from you? And I remember being just blown away by that.
Yeah.
By her coming to me so compassionate in that moment. Obviously not right away. It started out with punches, right?
Yeah.
But after 3 days coming to me with such compassion, and she led me to the root cause.
Okay.
And through conversations and being 100% open and honest with each other, we discovered the root cause was an image. I had an image to try to present to the world. And when you're false in any way, it leads to other false things getting in.
Sir.
And pornography is a false thing.
Come on.
It's not real. It doesn't give you anything. It pretends to give you things, right? It doesn't give you anything. And it can only live in falseness. It can only live in dark. That's the only reason it's there is because you have something hidden in your life. Probably something else. It's not alone. It's not there by itself.
Yeah.
And it was an image that I had learned to present because of a documentary I'd been in, because of the church I was in and who I was at that church. And real things from God that I had experienced that now I had to almost pretend to be somebody I wasn't. Mm. But I thought I was, like I'd mentioned before, I was trying to live up to an identity I felt I had to be.
Right.
Rather than just be real.
Yeah.
Just be honest, be real. I couldn't. And so for so long, that image thing was there. And it was like, oh my God, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't tell people I had an image.
Yeah.
That's why I could deceive myself that it was there or not there. I had an image that I lived. I lived more that image than my real self. And it was just, you helped lead me to that. And when it was like we discovered that root, my God, I did everything in my power to attack that thing, right? And be as real and open about everything.
Yeah.
As possible.
Yeah.
And she led me to that through her compassion for me in that moment, which is just, I will never forget that. And I don't want to say we healed quickly because it was very hard, difficult conversations probably for 6, 7, 8 months.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Sure. And they became less frequent over that time. But this is not something that just healed over a weekend and now we're good. Like we had deep, meaningful, hurtful.
Yes.
At times, painful, I should say, maybe not hurtful, but painful conversations, hard ones, 2-3 hours into the night for weeks, months after this. Okay, so not saying like, oh, blah, 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 we're just over it now. It was a process. And, but you being able to do that to me, love on me, have compassion in that moment, accelerated the healing and... has set us apart because then we knew of somebody else, a similar thing had happened to them. Now, this person's husband did not tell them. They found out.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And just kind of, that didn't happen. Some of those dynamics didn't happen, and it took a lot longer.
Sure.
A lot longer to heal. And so for us, I just am just always blown away by the woman who saw me at my very worst and chose to love me. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And I honor you for that.
Aw. Yeah. I'll hop in and I'll ask, because there was something that, kind of, we talked a little bit about it, Dina and I did. And after y'all shared with us the first time, you know, a few months ago, and it had been, you had been on this journey for about a year then. And so, you know, it was, for lack of a better word, it was fun and to see you, Levi, and the freedom and all that you had.
Yeah.
And then we would look at Shanae on the couch sitting next to you, and it's like, she's still pissed.
Yeah.
She's still over it, but she's not quite over it.
Yeah.
So I was, I almost asked you upstairs, and I'm like, no, I'm going to ask on the podcast to put you on the spot. But, you know, we can edit this out if you really don't. But I am going to put you on the spot. Like, how are you in this journey? Because we know Levi's jumping up and down and shouting from the rooftops how free he is.
Yeah.
And we know you guys are solid as a couple, and we're not worried about that. But but how are you on this journey?
I mean, I'm definitely, like you say, like, I'm still pissed. And I think what that is I'm so pissed that this is an issue for so many people.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
Because, gotcha. Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Okay. And then why do we feel like we can't talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did it take 7 years for the truth to come out?
Yeah.
So I'm just angry for people that are dealing with this. I'm angry for wives who don't know what's going on and they think that there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
Because I know what that feels like.
Right.
And I'm still, like, I still have moments, you know, because as women, our bodies are constantly changing.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, well, I don't really like how I look, so why would my husband be attracted to me? You know?
Right.
So that's still stuff that I am having to fight through and work on.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like, what can we do?
As as a body of Christ. Like,
yes.
Literally as believers. Because, not to cut you off, but like you said that, like, for 7 years, but you've been dealing this since you were 12.
Right.
So give me some math. How long has that been?
Oh, how old am I now?
It's 32.
32. I told you roughly 2 years ago. So it would have been, about 18, 19 years.
So 18, 19 years. And you've been in church all your life.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not throwing anybody under a bus. Right.
No, it's okay.
But the fact that the church as a whole.
Right.
I mean, this is where Luke and I will talk about the things that. Right. Like, why are we not having these conversations? Why are we not having conversations about masturbation and pornography?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Why are we not having conversations about premarital sex and what that actually does to your soul?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Why are we not having these kind of conversations? Because these things are in the Word of God. It is in the Word of God. So it's infuriating, and I see why you're pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, this is what's gotten our train to where we're like, I want to have these hard conversations. God has designed our bodies. He's the one that created all of these things. Why are we being shamed about it? Right. Why are we not talking about, hey, you can have good sex while you're married. You can, it's even better if you do X, Y, Z, because this is how it's designed, right? Like, these things, and understanding the repercussions, just the mental work that things reprogram with pornography and masturbation, your brain will start rewiring itself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, and people don't even realize that scientific, the greatest scientist of all times, God, the creator of the universe, is the one that designed that. So why are we not listening to the things? We absolutely understand that prayer works, deliverance, all the things. But we also know, I think that that's where we're having to get into the space, the discipleship. Have the conversations. Like, yes, prayer, but now let's talk about it. Let's rework. Let's take the thoughts captive Stop pushing it to the side. No, I'm pissed. This is not okay. You don't understand what this is doing to me. I'm absolutely consumed, whether it's alcohol or drugs or we talk about all the other things. Why are we not having this conversation?
Yes, agreed.
Because this is the thing that defiles the whole body. Mm-hmm. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so...
And then we started discovering other people that were close to us.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God. This has to be talked about.
Yes.
How sooner could maybe we have found freedom or whatever? Like, we could go into some of those variables, but it's more so just like, this is real. It's real life. It needs to be dealt with.
Yes.
And yeah, we feel, because we're experiencing so much freedom, we feel a sense of like, what can we do?
I love that.
Well, 'cause there's a lot of practical things too.
Yes.
You know, it's like, okay, 'cause like that, like I am a firm believer that everything has a root.
Yes.
So you have to find out what the root is, no matter what it is that you're dealing with. Okay. Find the root.
Yes.
We got to figure that out. But then with him, it's like, okay, so what sort of things were you having that were like triggering this? Like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
It's because like, it was like, you know, I don't know how detailed I really want to be, but like once a week, once every couple weeks, typically. And, like, I could feel it coming and hated it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could sense days before. And so we made changes based on some of those things and just took off, you know, 10 o'clock. My phone would not allow me to get online or whatever and, like, stuff like that. That was...
So, like, practical.
That's good.
We're setting a boundary on your phone.
That's
like,
good.
Okay, this thing is sort of triggering it, so let's change that up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure you're not... encountering that, like,
yes,
okay, but then another thing is like, I'm here to help you and support you, but I don't want to be your accountability partner.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you
and you shouldn't
you
be.
Need to find somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, yeah, I'll make sure that you're checking in with them and talking to them, but like, I'm not going to do that for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. And then even like I said, listen, I love my ring, but you're getting me a new one.
Mm-hmm.
We are like starting over. You're getting me a new ring.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Like, I want to get a new one too.
Nice.
So we did. For Christmas that year, we got new wedding rings.
I love that.
Like, but it was just that next thing that like symbol of, hey, we're starting over. We're starting fresh. This is going to be better than the last 7 years.
Yeah. So I did look up some stats for pornography. Not just in the world, but also in the church. Mm-hmm. So I'll go through these pretty quick, or try to go through these somewhat quick. Over 40 million Americans are regular visitors to porn sites. The average visit lasts 6 minutes, 29 seconds. There are around 42 million porn websites, which total around 370 million pages of porn. The porn industry's annual revenue is more than the NFL, NBA, and MLB combined. It is also more than the combined revenues of ABC, CBS, and NBC. 47% of families in the United States reported that pornography is a problem in their home. Mm-hmm. Pornography use increases the marital infidelity rate by more than 300%.
Dang.
Wow. 11 is the average age that a child is first exposed to porn, and 94% of children will see porn by the age of 14. 56% of American divorces involve one party having an obsessive interest in pornographic websites. 70% of Christian youth pastors report that they have had at least one teen come to them for help in dealing with pornography in the past 12 months.
You said 70?
70% of Christian youth pastors, yep. And this was, I think, a year ago, this website, the stats. 68% of church-going men and over 50% of pastors view porn on a regular basis. Of young Christian adults, 18 to 24 years old, 76% actively search for porn. 59% of pastors said that married men seek their help for porn use. 33% of women aged 25 and under search for porn at least once per month. only 13% of self-identified Christian women can say they never watched porn.
Wow.
87% of Christian women have.
Dang.
55% of married men and 25% of married women say they watch porn at least once per month. 57% of pastors say porn addiction is the most damaging issue in their congregation, and 69% say porn has adversely impacted the church. And then one of the more sad, only 7% of pastors say their church has a program to help people struggling with pornography.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like all four of us are absolutely, even yeah. Sparks. We're all just dumbfounded.
Yeah.
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 But like at the same time, that doesn't even surprise us.
No.
Like I'm over here in tears because I'm thinking 11 years old.
Yeah.
It's unfair.
Because I think I was maybe either fourth or sixth grade was the first time I ever encountered it.
Yeah.
And it was a friend's dad's stash. What are like?
And then people wonder why our generation is like, oh, you're so strict with your kids. No, I'm trying to save their life.
Yeah. Trying to save their life.
Yeah. Call me strict, but I am trying yeah. to protect them from what I went through.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Especially with the ease of access.
Yes.
I mean, 370 million pages, web
that
pages.
That is insane.
That's more than the population of the U.S.
That is insane.
That is insane. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and then we're not even going to go into the whole, because that's a whole other can of worms, but like I follow a page, it's people are not property. And it's talking about yeah. trafficking. And yeah. it's talking yep. about abuse.
Well, and it's also, like yeah. you mentioned earlier, it's not talking about the romance novels and yeah. the softcore stuff.
The softcore. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. like Victoria's Secrets. Mm-hmm. Tori, she shut everything down for Dustin. Yeah. He doesn't get even magazines, like anything, right? Like it's saving... We go to the gym, or we used to be in the gym a lot, and it's like bouncing your eyes in a gym.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Oh,
because
yeah.
you're having to, dear God, okay, can't, okay.
Yeah, we had to quit a yeah. gym because a vast majority of the females were like teenagers and 20-somethings, and yep. they would wear just a sports bra and tiny, tiny shorts.
That was
I'm
it.
I'm like, yeah. I can't, babe, and I
we're
can't.
Like, we're done.
I'm like, I can't, yeah. I
we're
can't
done.
Do this.
And having that honesty is yeah. so important.
So important.
Yeah. Right.
Because I'm going to speak to the women. Shanae, and you and I get to speak to the women on this one, okay? Yeah. Because you want your husband honest with you.
Yep.
Okay? Because sometimes it's that lie of if I say something to my wife, she's not going to think that I think she's attractive. Oh, you're looking at other women. I need you to shut up.
Right. Right.
Shut up. He is trying to tell you something.
Yeah.
He is trying to say, hey, babe. Hey. Mm. Hi. Red flag, yeah. like, I need freaking help right now. Mm-hmm. And yeah. we need to love them enough to say, absolutely. Yeah. What do you need from me?
That's good.
What do you need right. from me? I will block you out of this situation. Yep. Here, I'm taking you by the hand. Here we go.
Yeah.
Because they do that for us. Right? Like, if
should
we said,
be.
We they yeah. should be.
Yeah, should
they
be.
Should be. I'm on the phone with Luke on my way today. I told you guys, it's been a day, right? Mm-hmm. No big deal. But I'm like, just... Give me 5 minutes. Can you, hey, baby, got 5 minutes? Just, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, it's what can I do? Nothing. I just need you to hear me mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. remind me I'm okay.
Right.
Remind me, okay. Is there anything that you, babe, I'm tired, babe. I know you're tired. Like, having these real conversations of, yep. I am not, Levi, you're saying it.
Right.
I am not as strong as I portray myself to be.
Right.
Like, I have got 6'3" over here, 200 and a, amazingness.
65.
265 of the most amazingness of stuff.
Yeah.
And baby, okay? What do you just? Can you just hold me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like that is heavy out yeah. there, and we do not need mm-hmm. to be helping in that pressure with our husbands.
Right.
So good.
We need but to be the place that is safe, mm-hmm. where they can put their guard down, and say, "I am not okay."
Yeah. As women, though, we expect, like, well, my husband just needs to bear the brunt of everything yeah. and handle
He's
it.
He's the knight in shining armor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not realistic. He's a human.
Yeah, he is.
But as wives and women, we can be really terrible at shutting our husbands down.
Yep.
You know, like, well, you're the husband, deal with it.
Yeah. Suck it up.
Like, no, I much prefer when my husband can come to me and say, hey, I'm really struggling with this.
Yeah.
I prefer that. Yes. I don't need him to be everything for me. I just need him to be honest and open and real with me.
Yeah.
And that shifted our marriage and made us stronger.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because does it not? Like, literally, when we do that for them, that's like King Kong on cocaine, isn't it, baby?
Yeah, it is.
Like, all of a sudden, it's just like, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere. We're going to battle this thing together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you stronger.
Oh, I will take that down. I will spider monkey that thing. Right. And we will bring it down. And every stronghold that tries to come up against, it will not stand. It's not going to come to our house.
Yeah, so like real life example, what did you do with that? How was it for you when I sent you that text the other day from work? You remember what I'm talking about?
No, remind me.
I had turned on a movie. That's good. I guess maybe that you don't even remember. This is only like 2-3 weeks ago. I turned on a movie. She was going to sleep. Or you were falling asleep while I was watching it. I have an interest in sci-fi sometimes, and she doesn't care. So I'm going to watch it. She's going to fall asleep. It's fine.
A lot of
something
same in our
home. Else had kind of popped up, and it was just the words.
Oh. Yeah.
And there's no image or anything like that. And as I was searching for this thing that I was going for, and I clicked on it and blah, blah, and things like that will come up for 100% sure.
Yeah.
You're going to have struggles even after you tell your wife, okay?
Yeah.
And typically, I could just push it to this, like, no, leave me alone.
Yeah.
For some reason, the next day while I was at work, I could not get that word off my mind. Mm-hmm. And it was like, get on your phone, go to that site, watch that thing. Get on your phone, go to that site, watch that thing. Whatever, you know. And it was driving me nuts. Again, typically, I could just be like, stop, go away. And this time, I was like, I'm not. So I text you. Mm-hmm. And I said, I am having this thought about this show. In watching this thing, I want to tell you that because I think right now I just need to be honest with you on this to make this thing go away.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey, tell her. And so I did, you know, and there could be a fear of like, gosh, I'm going to just set off alarm bells in her and she's going to be asking me for the next 3 weeks or blah, blah. But I knew because of where we've been and how honest we've been on different things, you would not respond like that.
Right. No, because I'd rather know.
Yeah.
I would rather know. And then, what can we do to help you and to get you past that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She ended up being, she's like, wait, what was it? And she texts back. She's like, that is not about anything you're thinking about right now.
Now I'm so curious.
I was like, no, actually, that's like, that has nothing to do with that, actually. Yeah. It's fine, but I'm glad you told me.
I remember what it was.
Yes. Because then, too, it's just that little thought of curiosity just poking at him, poking at him, poking at him.
It would not leave me alone, and typically I could. I think maybe it was just something where God was like, hey, tell her and you'll be free. And it was just keeping that open. This is a year and a half later.
It's almost like those weird obedience checks. I'm gonna have you do this just to make just to double check you're still obedient. Okay, cool.
Right? Yeah. Because the freedom came out of honesty.
Yes.
The truth will set you free is a whole different meaning for me now.
Seriously.
Yeah. I tried everything, and the truth set me free when I was finally 100% truthful with you. And so in that one, it just was that way. I just had to tell her. And you know you have other guys in your life, too, that, like, I'll call you kind of thing. So those are good things to have, too. But for that one was tell Shanae. And, it was Adult Swim.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like,
it was just
listen,
a black screen
sure
said Adult
something.
Swim. She's like, it's a channel, babe. Like, it's
I'm
not
sure
like,
there's something inappropriate on there, but it's not, like, what you're thinking.
Yeah, for some reason, that just, like, rang in my mind. And I could not get it off. And it was like, go there, go there, go there. I'm like, I don't even want to, you know? Yeah. And so, but telling her, and it just, from there, it just went away. It just disappeared. Yeah, so, anyway.
But it's like that, you know? He went through this process, and one thing Dustin had told him early on was, like, you need to become so honest that you're honest to a fault.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's something he really took on.
Yeah.
And he needed to do that because he had spent so long living in a cloud.
Yeah.
Where he couldn't be honest and he didn't know that he couldn't be honest. And so, yeah, something like that. It's like, yeah, I can laugh about it because I'm like, okay, that's not that's not anything. But, yeah. like, I'm glad you told me because yeah. that thing's been bugging you. You need to tell me.
Yeah.
So it's just a good real life example. But, yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to bring to the table before we wrap up? Because you guys have been incredibly transparent.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you guys. Very proud of you guys.
Yes.
Not that you need to hear it out of boy, out of girl from me and Luke, but like genuinely, thank you guys. Number one, for entrusting us to be here. But number two, for not being scared to fight that thing.
Mm. Yeah.
And knowing that it's not just you. Like, I think that that's what fuels, like, you're not the only ones.
No, I mean, listen to the statistics. It's yeah. like,
that is insane.
You think, yeah. well, we can't tell anybody because nobody else is doing it. Everybody's yeah. dealing
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's in dealing yeah. with yeah. it. And yeah. nobody's talking yeah. about it. That's why yeah. it's a problem.
7% of churches have a plan to deal with it. That's devastating.
That is yeah. devastating.
Yes, I agree. You said in the car on the way over here, we were talking to, and you said, I knew one person I could call.
I had my girls, you know, but yeah. it was like, even then, our relationship with our friends, like, these are our people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all yeah. are like family. Like, y'all are tight.
Yeah. And it's like, but even then, before this, it mm-hmm. was like, we could only go so far. Like, these are my siblings.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah. we just can't go any farther than this.
Yeah.
But it's like now, it's like, yeah, when shit's hitting the fan, like, these are the people we're going to.
Right.
It opened up a whole new world for us and our friends, too.
Yes.
Because we all started getting open and honest in their relationship. Tell me what you're doing to your wife.
Like, yeah. No, but yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But outside of that, I'm like,
with each other.
I only know one person on this planet who has been through this in their marriage that I can go to. And that's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I'm very thankful. And I'm glad that I could go to Tori.
Yeah.
But I'm like.
Yeah.
Why is there only one person that right. I know of that I can talk to about this?
Right.
Yeah.
We got to have more. Got to have yeah. more conversations.
Yeah. Being open and honest.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, I'm not here to make light of what happened and what I did to my family. That really did happen. It really did devastate and hurt things. And just because we're in a really good place now. Like, I'm not trying to present an image that shows me in such a way, or we're trying to twist the story to show me in such a way. I don't want that anymore, ever.
Yeah.
I really did that to my family.
Yeah.
And it was awful. And now we're on the other side and freedom. And I'm really grateful that I came to you about it. And not just that we're here now because you found out.
Right. Well, because I specifically... You know, I asked God, I was like, God, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this has been going on in my house when yeah. I have been in the house. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Why did I not know? Why did I not find out? And God was just straight up like, because if you had found out without him telling you, you would not be where you are.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, the Lord was protecting me from finding him doing
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he needed to be the one to come to me and be honest about it so that we could get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, again, 7 years and not one time did I walk in on it or have any clue that anything was happening.
Yeah. Right.
But it was the Lord shielding me from it.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, that really sucked, but I understand it because I do think had I just found out on my own, this would be a whole different situation.
Yeah. I'll also say I appreciate you two illustrating that it wasn't an overnight or even a within a week or a month process, you know, mm-hmm. that it was a process. You know, it's because I know we talk about, you know, like exposing things and, you know, just say it out, you know, say it out loud, you know, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant, you know, oftentimes it's just like with healing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we prayed for healing. Why aren't I healed immediately? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, it's as awesome as it is to hear those immediate stories and the now moments. It's like, it's also very good and reassuring to hear the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that yes, it was a process. It was a struggle. It was, you know, climbing over obstacles and fighting this through. But every day we step forward. Every day we step together forward through this.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that as well, that you guys are showing that it wasn't just, we had a conversation, I showed my phone, and now, oh, look, now we're happy and good and free.
Right.
Woo!
Because you and I talk about habits even being broken. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes a habit. And so many times it's that stronghold. Yes, that stronghold lifts and all of the things happen. But now you have to get yourself out of the habit.
Yeah.
And it's reframing those boundaries, like you were talking about, Shanae. And then it's also discipline. One of Luke's favorite things is self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of people don't want to talk about the discipline behind walking this with God. It's part of discipline is, yes, I am my brother's keeper or my husband's, my wife's, right? It's I get to walk with these people. I get to keep them, not because I'm trying to push them down and trying to, because I want to elevate them and I want to make them better. Like, right. We have this, the enemy has got it so twisted that you have to, in order to be a strong Christian, you have to be a perfect Christian. No, you don't. What makes you a strong Christian is you keep laying it to the feet of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And you keep going back and you keep going back and you keep going back.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Simple God, simple church. Just something that's just been resonating inside of me lately. Just experience him for who he is, how he is. And he's so gracious to talk to you in the way that you can hear him.
Amen.
And to meet you in the way that you can meet with him. Like, he's not making it hard. Before, my relationship with God was difficult because I had to accomplish something to have one with him.
Mm.
You know, that's because I had this image, right? And now it's just like, no, I'm able to just meet him because he's real.
It's good.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm real. And I connect. He connects with me. You know, it's just the way it is. One of my favorite things to say is there's no way I'm a better father than he is.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Very good at being a father. And so willing and able to connect. And so I think our main goal for today really was just the honesty, because that's what set us free. The truth set us free.
Yep.
And to reinforce that for anybody who's listening, if there's something there, a relationship at work you shouldn't have, emotional relationship.
Come on,
even,
Levi. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like something, maybe you do just struggle looking here and there. Maybe you don't go to a website, but you scroll through Instagram on things you shouldn't or whatever.
Come on, sir.
That was somebody we knew. And, you know, another person, the emotional relationships thing. So, like, other things like that. If there is something God is hitting you on right now, or it just keeps coming to your mind as we're talking, the truth will set you free. You've got to talk to your spouse about it. And I would encourage you to do that.
Yeah. Amen.
And find accountability with people you trust to get yourself to do that.
Yes.
Well, or even if you're not married. Like,
if
you want to be married,
come on, Shanae.
Figure this out now.
Yes.
So
speak
you
to
don't.
That.
It's good.
Ruin somebody else's life.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is, we know people who are engaged, and I'm like, have you laid everything out?
Yeah.
Have you just vomited all of it? Because if you haven't, and you're trying to, oh, it's fine. We don't need to go. No, you need to go there.
No, once we're married, it won't come up ever again.
Yeah. It's
actually, it
you
becomes
know, I'm
magnified.
Like, figure this out before you are married, and my God, before you have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
then
you have to think about them.
Yeah.
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 You know, I don't want to say if we didn't have kids, like, oh, we wouldn't be together. But, like, in that moment, the kids were truly the thing that kept it together.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I'm
that's real.
That's my only reason was I have kids.
Yeah.
So I can't walk away from this because of them. What is that going to do to their life?
Yeah.
You know? So it's like,
I think we would have come back around, but I definitely wouldn't have been in the house.
But it probably would have been a much longer process of me dealing with the rage and the anger and the hurt.
Right.
You know, not to say, like, I definitely felt all of it.
100%
went through all of it. but
yeah,
we even had
I think it would have been prolonged.
We even had some people around us who knew what were going on and some of the things that had been said from you to me, and we're like, oh, she shouldn't have said that. And I said, yes, she should have.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
is allowed to say anything she wants.
Yeah.
Right. Or, well, you shouldn't have put your hands on him.
Well, that one
like,
I did
well,
say to you.
You know, in hindsight, like, I probably shouldn't have.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily regret that.
No,
like, I'm
hear
not
going
to condone, hey, go beat the crap out of your husband.
Yeah.
But, like, in that moment.
Understood. Yeah.
I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
And I did apologize for that. Okay. We worked through that too. Yeah. But
she's not like hitting me in the pan. She's not hitting me in the face. No. It was here on my shoulder where she knew it wouldn't like damage me.
The thing is he said, I'm not mad at you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So like even from him, he wasn't like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. No, that's good.
It's like he was like, I just was giving you the space to feel what you felt.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to react how you felt you needed to.
Which was
and
new.
he's told guys that like you don't get to tell your wife how she should react.
Right.
If you're going to tell her this, like you need to give her the space to feel what she's going to feel and say what she's going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not allow the space for you to be real before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cuz I wasn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't recognize that.
Yeah.
I had a religious thing on me or whatever, an image thing. And so when she was real at times, I'm like, all right, well, yeah, but we don't, come on, we need to get over that, blah, blah. Whereas now it's like, hey, I get why you're frustrated.
Yeah.
I'm there with you. That's new for us, you know?
Yeah.
That's
so,
good.
So anyway, we're.
Yeah.
I love that.
We could go on and on and on. But yeah thank you guys, too, for opening this up for us. We were looking for like a way, a place to be real and honest.
Yeah.
And. After a while, you know, this isn't like something that happened to us 3 months ago, right? After a while, when we've worked through things and really been walking in freedom, we were like, we got to do something for people as much as we can with what we have, or just our testimony. You know, I'm not here to say I'm amazing at this now. No, like I done messed up and we've worked through that mess. And
I
are still working
through it. Struggle
and
keep moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you, right? And so, we wanted to just, I want to say thank you for opening up this for us and working with us on this. This is really important to us.
That's good. So if we have anybody out there, any listeners that are struggling in this boat.
Need help. Have questions.
I'm going to encourage you guys to reach out.
Yes.
Reach out to us. Reach out to the O'Briens. Yeah.
If you don't know how to get a hold of them, get a hold of us, and we will get you in contact
with
them.
We'll connect you.
So good.
Because what this is about.
And there's no, like, we've walked this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be shocked if someone comes to me. I'm not going to be like, oh, my God. Like, this is real life.
And Levi's not going to shame somebody. So, right. Hey, I'm dealing with this. Ooh, that's bad.
Well,
you're supposed to be a Christian.
Something's wrong with you. Like, no,
right.
No,
right.
We have walked this out. And it's still something we talk about.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we got to make sure that we're still aware of what's going on. Like, making sure that. He's still being honest, that I'm being honest about things. Like, there's no shame and there's no judgment.
Yeah.
No.
Because the enemy, he deems you as the weapon that you are. Mm-hmm. You are a weapon at this point. He has been found out. You are a weapon.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Genuinely. There's nothing else to say. I'm proud of you guys. Thanks for bringing this into this space with us.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That was a long one.
That was a good one.
But it was good.
Yeah.
Anything else, babe?
I think that everything's been said today.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Let's go eat like chocolate and ham and all the things.
Yes.
Resurrection life.
Yes.
Mm.
That's genuinely what this is about.
It's good.
It's resurrection life. And you keep saying it, Levi. It's like the freedom, the freedom, the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
He who the Son has set free is free indeed.
Yes.
Okay? So it's bringing it to the light and allowing him to resurrect you out of the dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys get to come alive again.
Yeah. It's good.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.